The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, the Power Mall is now open. We've got 10% off of Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay products and OptiVita products this week, as well as the new Gresca Carbon 60 and the Ripe Machine. If you want to give us a call now, 877-817-9829, there will be a human being there. For those of you who don't have internet, that can take your donations and your orders. That keeps us on the air, and we appreciate that. You want to listen to the Power Hour by phone if you've got, you know, unlimited talk, text, and data. 631-359-8232 is that number. And, of course, here's the deal. John Mills is supposed to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about it's 1938 all over again in his article of interest. We're at that 1938 moment, 14-plus regional conflicts and flashpoints. Now the basis for World War III. So he's got a new book out, War Against the Deep State. So we'll figure this out together. For those of you who need a little more discouragement about what your government is doing to you, the Internal Revenue Service is set to launch its free online tax filing tool, Direct File, and in less than 2 months from now. Taxpayers in 12 states are going to be eligible to use the system in its initial pilot phase.
Well, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, you remember that dangerous word spoken by President Reagan, right? Direct File is going to be launched in Arizona, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Taxpayers from these states will be eligible to use it following the launch. Remember, you're a guinea pig. Sure you want to go there? To Direct File? Yeah, it could be. It's designed to be mobile friendly. Oh, you mean I can sit there and mobile friendly? I can do it on my phone? I can file? Oh, my God. Oh, what will they think of next? Wow. It does not help in filing state returns. You got to go to the individual states to do that, right? You can only use the tool to file your federal tax return. God, can you... filing your tax return on your phone, really? Oh, there's somebody who's going to do it. You watch. Americans are fleeing New York and California in droves, seeking affordability and quality of life. Tell me something we don't already know. I mean, Illinois is losing population. Louisiana is losing population. Pennsylvania is losing population. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Cost of living. Texas, obviously, is the number one most sought after state, then Florida. Texas has no state income tax, neither does Florida. Significant savings on real estate taxes. Now, in New York City alone, if you wonder why people are leaving, the current average monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment is $3,652 and $5,028 for a two-bedroom, according to Apartments.com. In Manhattan, Realtor.com reports the median listing price of a condo is $1.6 million. Well, you can buy a lot of house in Texas for that. So, think about that. You wonder why there's all the... it's not just white flight and red flight and whatever flight you want to call it. It's economic outrage. That's why people are leaving. Moving along in the health category, by the way, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on any part of our conversation this morning, we were talking about the southern border. I mean, I can only dwell on this for so long until the shooting starts. Then you got some new news to report. Anybody want to make any predictions? Want to make some side bets on whether or not a civil war breaks out? I didn't think so. You see, the whole idea is the truckers are supposed to be going down there right now. They're leaving Virginia Beach, and the convoy is joining as they progress and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're posting on our email blast online a way to go to GibsonGo.com/takeourborderback and donate. So you can go through the takeourborderback.com website and donate that way as well and see where they're at, see the progression, see the route they're going to take, where they're going to go, what they're going to do. Peaceful protest, but you watch mainstream media and the Biden administration are going to do the same thing. That we don't hope they don't, because we're supposed to be able to peacefully protest. But you saw what they did when they did the border around the Beltway, right? Now we're going to go to a hot spot where people are illegally crossing the border and these truckers know it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the convoy and they're going to get demonized by the media and our federal government. Mark my words. It's going to happen. They're going to call them a bunch of right-wing Christian domestic terrorists. You watch. This is how they treat their own citizens. I mean, look what they did. Cutting off Texas's ability to export natural gas. Liquefied petroleum, actually. Propane. Or liquefied natural gas. Whatever the case may be. I mean, look what our government did. Put a chokehold, economic chokehold on Texas. What do you think they have the capability, if they did that, to a whole state? Don't you think they have the wherewithal to take down a license number, find out who owns it, and shut off their bank accounts like they did in Canada? Don't you think they have that option? Sure they do. Folks, we live in a surveillance state here. Need to read that John Whitehead article from the Rutherford Institute. Man, they're watching every little thing you do. Well, so, you know, when we talk about health products on this show, it's for informational purposes only. It's not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional. Not that you trust them. They may say stuff you don't like, oh, you need to go out and get a booster. Nah, I don't think so. Why don't you get the booster for me, Doc, since you put so much faith in it? So, you know, what I want to do is take a minute to talk about your first aid kit and must-haves for your first aid kit. But since Tom is holding, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone. Tom in Ohio, go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Your last caller was bad, dead on. This whole convoy thing is going to be a setup, and I think a more effective thing to do would be to stay home and fight it in your own state. People, you know, and you're just talking about people leaving New York and leaving here. You can't run away from the problem. It's just going to follow you. You need to stay put and fight it where you're at.
Okay, and
take
what
your
is trucker
the Ohio convoy to the state house?
That makes sense. I mean, they did that in Ottawa rather than the border, even though it's peaceful. So do you really think my predictions would come true that they're going to start shutting off bank accounts like they did in Ottawa?
Oh, sure. Sure. No doubt about it. And, you know, I'm hoping that the truckers or anybody that's involved in this has taken care of that ahead of time before they do it. You know, drain your own bank account. Get it out of there.
Take cash.
Make some preparation for it, you know. The government doesn't go to war tomorrow. They're pre-deploying materials and troops and plans and all that because, you know, they're getting ready for it. So get ready for your convoy. Get ready for the repercussions.
Okay, Tom. So do you think that this could erupt into a shootout?
Well, sure, because probably, there's going to be a percentage of those truckers that are going to be government agents. You know, you go to a militia meeting, four of them are government agents and one of them's a patriot.
Yeah. Well, they've been able to infiltrate everybody. They infiltrated Waco. So, I mean, you got to wonder, again, Texas is very familiar with Waco. How many of these are we going to have? I mean, what happens if this convoy and everybody, you know, they go there with the intent of protesting peacefully? What happens if it gets ugly? What happens if the same thing that the intention of the truckers in Canada was to go there peacefully? That's not how it ended up. I mean, women were getting run over by the mounted police. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, all you got to do is ask anybody that lives in Canada, like George Freund, what they did to these people up there. I mean, they literally were visiting farms out there and dumping garbage in their gas tanks and tearing their farm machines apart. I mean, this is what they were doing. This is an attack, a direct attack on the American people. The question is what are we, the people, going to do if it happens here? That's the bigger question.
Yeah. It's just, like I say, you need to fight this stuff in your own state. You know.
Makes sense. Good advice, Tom. I know that people in this convoy are well-meaning, but I don't know. I mean, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News already said this could be another trap.
Well, the only thing I would change, it is another trap. It's not. There's no could be about it.
Okay.
So, wake up.
I appreciate. Thank you. Thank you for chiming in, Tom. I appreciate that. Now, as long as you are preparing for what might happen in your own backyard, if you take Tom's advice and you stay home and you just say, look, I'm going to get active in my own community, then you should understand that if the community that you live in is a little strange and that things all of a sudden become mission critical, if you do not have an adequate first aid kit, when all the medical establishment turns its back because of two things. One, because it doesn't like you and it doesn't want to treat you because of socialist assembly line medicine. Or two, because the power went out and there's no way to get to a hospital because we've been under attack and the hospitals are closed. And all of a sudden, you're out there cutting wood and you run an axe or a chainsaw into your leg, and there's no way to fix it, and you can't get to a hospital, or you get bit by a rattler, or any other number of things could happen. What do you do then? See, the American Red Cross has come out with a first aid kit for a family of four, which we've included, which is one, a first aid guide. Oh, I just love that, a first aid guide. And you know what's going to happen? People won't use it and won't read it until they actually need it. And if you got somebody there bleeding out and you don't know what to do about it, you're in trouble. Oh, hold on a second. I got to read what the handy dandy American Red Cross first aid guide, you know, the same American Red Cross that's helping the illegals in the country that's been disclosed. That is fact. They're one of the NGOs. Wow. You need two absorbent compressed dressings, 5x9, 25 adhesive bandages, assorted sizes. 25? Really? You think 25 assorted bandages is going to last you more than 2 years? You need 2 years worth of first aid supplies, folks. One adhesive cloth tape, 10 yards, 1 inch is not going to be enough. 5 antibiotic ointment packets and 5 antiseptic wipe packets and 2 packets of aspirin, low dose. 1 emergency blanket. 1 breathing barrier with a one-way valve for what? For a family of four? What, you're afraid to blow into your own kid's mouth? You need a one-way valve? 1 instant cold compress. 1 pair of non-latex gloves, size large. 1 3-inch gauze roll, 1 roller bandage. 1 thermometer, 2 triangular bandages, and a tweezers. Oh, darn. You know, what happens when you have an urgent situation? How many of you out there know CPR? How many know how to operate an automated external defibrillator, an AED? How many people know how to apply a tourniquet to control bleeding or administer seizure first aid, let alone using the contents of a first aid kit? How many of you know about bleed stop? You see, not all this stuff is included. I mean, we're in mission critical here. If you don't have a way to get to a hospital, I mean, you have to cut off an artery. You have to stop an artery from bleeding or a vein from bleeding. You need to know what Kelly clamps are for, or forceps, and you need to know how to use them. You need to at least have 2 Kelly clamps, if not 4, if you plan on being engaged in active combat. You need a forceps. You need a retractor. You need 2 packages of bleed stop, which is 8 packets of it. At least a minimum amount of suture material for gunshot wound closures, and at least 0.5% of lidocaine hydrochloride or other numbing agent if you can get your hands on it. You might have to even go to the black market. I don't know. I don't encourage that. Obviously, I put it out there. It's a numbing agent. Lidocaine hydrochloride is what they give you in the dentist chair, or Novocaine, whatever you want to call it. They inject it into the skin to numb it so they can suture. Any kind of numbing agent will work, but you got to be out there and do your thinking. I can't do it for you. But you need to have a better first aid kit than what the average homeowner thinks, if not just to help you, but to help somebody else in your community. I mean, look at it this way. Here, the power's out, but some guy says, look, I got a generator and I got to cut some wood, and he's got a circular saw and he's got a bad accident and there's a lot of blood on the floor. He cut off a finger. So, you know, you got to stop the bleeding. What do? You put body weight on the wound and use it to slow the bleeding, yelling for others to come and help you until you can get a hold of 911. Well, what if the power's out? What do you think about 911 then? You see, that's what tourniquets are for. That's what Kelly clamps are for. Folks, if you're out in the hinterland, you need to have a beefed up first aid kit. These little minuscule American Red Cross recommended garbage. Now, sorry, folks, you really need, I even have an emergency delivery kit. In case a neighbor is all of a sudden having a baby, I've delivered one at home. I know how. Classic textbook delivery. Would you know what to do if the baby had the cord wrapped around its neck? See, you got to study these things, folks. You got to look at your amount of medications if you're relying on it. Do you have a natural alternative remedy? These things you need to start studying now, not when it's mission critical. If anything, if you have anything to do next month, because see, next month is Black History Month, and I know all the honkies are out there and the crackers are going, hey, what about White History Month? Well, it's 365 days a year. Let's not get racist, okay? You know, not like the other side, like BLM that want to make all the black people feel like they're victims when they're not. Yep, they have just as much right as we do in America if they're American citizens, but if they're illegal immigrants, you don't have rights. See, the Biden administration wants to give them all rights, like the right to vote. So it keeps Biden in power and deep state in power. See, that's what we're fighting this year, folks. If America or any of this thing means anything to you, start at home. Just like Tom and Tim said, start at home. It begins at home. Get your first aid kit ready. Because if they come to your door and you get in a firefight, you're going to need a way to pull the bullet out. Don't think that it couldn't happen, because it could. I mean, look what happened to Randy Weaver. Look what happened to Waco. Come on, it's a classic example of the United States of America attacking its own citizens and getting away with it. Marie in Indiana, good morning.
Yeah, Dave, I just got a comment. My husband's been memberships of like Mooses and Elks and the American Legions, and you go into those places and you can hear the disgruntled talks of vets and patriots. I've even had militia members speak out against this administration, and I'm listening to them complain a lot. But most are just old and sick. They take the jab, and the younger guys are so doped up because of their post-traumatic stress syndrome. This country's in trouble.
Oh, my. What a perspective. What a thought. Wow.
I know. I hear them talk. I can hear them, and they're just sick.
Well, you know, and I know, but see, Marie, I'm so surprised that because of the fact that if they heard the government say, go get the shot, I mean, that even is disconcerting, because they put their faith in somebody that sent them off to war, a lot of whom got their arms and legs blown off and got injured and got PTSD, just like you said. And then they put their faith in the same government that put them in the situation they're in now. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I have a small platform in my town. And I warned them. I warned them. And they went and did it anyway. So I don't know what to do anymore.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, getting active and in politics is I understand that that's something a lot of people don't want to digest. But I mean, Tom, at a point when he said you need to get involved in your community, I'm doing the same thing in the community I'm in. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but since you brought it up, here's what I'm doing. I applied to the FCC for an FM frequency, and I'm actually starting and building my own FM station to keep the word out in my community. That's what I'm doing to make a difference.
That's
so I'm telling you, folks. Yep, this is what you do, folks. You want to get involved in the community? You be the spokesperson. You get out there. You make noise. You make a difference. Squeaky wheels get greases. Marie, God, what a perspective. Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Patrice in Ohio, I know. You want to flip the government the bird? Tell me you haven't given up yet.
Oh, well, yeah, I've given up with them. We just got a new strategy. It's going to be whack-a-mole. It's going to be everybody coming up in little individual things. You do these groups. It's a setup.
Well, Patrice, you got to bet the people you're talking to. You know, you got to look at your neighbors. You got to study.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, they infiltrate everything.
Yep. If they put a...
Everywhere.
Patrice, if they put a Biden sign in their front yard, are you going to trust your neighbor?
I don't know. Talk to them. You have to talk to them over time and find out. No, but the reason what I was calling was I had to go get an everyday thing, and I thought, you know what, probably Walmart's the cheapest place to get Rain-X, for a car. You know, you spray. Actually, you can use it on a glass door in your shower. That's what they all recommend instead of spending $1,000 on that coating that they want to charge you for when you get a redo your shower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just those front glass doors. So anyways, everyone in Walmart didn't speak English. And they were all, yes, it's...
I knew you were going to get to that point.
I've been noticing it, but it was just so blatant yesterday. It was beyond ridiculous. I bet I was probably the only white person in the store.
Well, Patrice, I understand.
Speaking English. Was speaking English.
Yep. Una momento, por favor. Be careful in those parking lots.
No. It was every ethnic group.
Yeah, I get it.
It wasn't just
I get
one.
It.
Yeah.
But the thing is when you go to places like that, when you know that they're there, you've got to be careful, especially going back to your car.
I park close to the door. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
So then you've been,
I appreciate.
And then
thanks for the heads up.
Okay, so another thing was I was just checking in on people that I haven't heard from in a while, wondering if they still were alive or not, you know, considering the jab and everything. And
right.
So I was seeing other sides of somebody I know. They, I couldn't believe it. So it was the Democratic Party in Ohio. These people... they're going to go be part of maybe, I don't know what they're going to do, run as congressman or whatever. Oh, my gosh. It was so about socialism. But we need socialism. You know, you should have free health care. The government should be paying for everything. You shouldn't be afraid of your government. Your government should be afraid of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Patrice. Phones are jamming up here. Dustin in Michigan, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I'm thrilled to hear that you're going to do your own local FM station. That's wonderful. I think it would be really nice if you could help document some of the steps that it takes to do that with your YouTube channel, just as a suggestion.
Sure.
Might help some other folks maybe be able to simulcast in our own areas. Experimenters can do things with their own local neighborhoods, too, on a small basis, you know, just as a side note. But
that's
something
right.
I noticed years ago was there's basically 15% of the people do all the heavy lifting of thinking up all the stuff and making things happen. The movers and shakers, that's what I used to call them. And it's always the same 15% of the people. So doing things on your own local level, absolutely. You know, if somebody has the mindset that I'm just going to give up, I'm so tired, I don't want to vote, well, okay. If you don't like the method of the voting, then you go to the meetings and you complain. You know, that's something we need to look at. Why not have purple thumbs, paper ballots, 5,000 max per precinct, all counted in one day?
There you go.
That seems really easy. That seems real easy to me. And even the television show Survivor, when they do votes, that's more secure than our stupid voting systems we've got. Come on.
That's amazing you would bring that up there, Dustin. And here we're all trying to survive in this mess.
Even the lottery system for lottery tickets. Okay, I worked in a factory one time building these machines. You know, I had to sign an agreement, a contract with them to be able to have that job where I agree I'll never buy or accept a winning lottery ticket to take it in. That's a lifetime contract. I can't get out of it. Just because I worked on those machines.
Wow.
That's how secure that is.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate the input. Yeah, it's a low power FM station. By the way, the range is only local to your community. It's not one of these that booms across the world or the United States of America like an AM station does. It's a low power FM, but it definitely gets to a specific area of the community where you can make a difference. And not only that, but we're going to put it on the internet as well so people can listen live. I need a flagship. You know, we need to get this out. We need to get the Power Hour out there. We need to get a lot of information out there. And the way you bring it to the local level is to make your direct community aware of it. And this is one way of doing it. So I appreciate your call this morning, Dustin. Kudos. Here's some interesting news. Believe it or not, you wonder about where they do these studies and why. They have a study out now, believe it or not. Closing the toilet lid while flushing doesn't prevent viral spread. There's a study out. Think closing the toilet lid while flushing keeps the icky stuff like viruses inside the toilet? Think again. And there's a thing on our email blast that talks all about that, like it matters. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's been a big thing with you. You know, does it give guys another reason to keep the seat up? Come on. Oh, it doesn't really matter according to this new study. There's a study for everything, you know. Lower blood pressure naturally with three different kinds of foods. Anthocyanin-rich colorful berries and juices. Did you know they help lower blood pressure? Cranking up the flavor and reducing blood pressure with herbs and spices like oregano, ginger. Well, we got so much of that stuff at the Power Mall. I'm surprised you're not calling up and ordering it. Yeah. And, of course, a little exercise never hurts either. FTC, by the way, say that they're going to launch a probe into big tech AI investments and partnerships to see what they're doing. All right, after the bottom of the hour break here, we're going to try to reach out to Colonel John Mills and have a chat with him about all the stuff we've been talking about this past hour and a half on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Well, it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, we have books that we sell through our website. All the books that are discussed by guests or by our host or callers are linked to our recommended books page. If you click the link to purchase the book through our site, we get a small percentage of the sale to help pay for our expenses to stay on the air here. So we appreciate you doing that. Our next guest has a book out, too, called War Against the Deep State, Colonel Retired John Mills. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. Always an honor to be on the show with you. Thank you so much.
So now you have an article of interest out. We're at that 1938 moment. And, of course, anybody that understands history, and I just posted a Substack comment out this morning on my Substack page talking about history and people who are ignorant of it are condemned to repeat it. That's a majority of where all of this is headed, except if it's deliberate or there's a reason why we want a conflict, is because people in D.C., like the deep state, are making money off this thing. And now we've got the southern border issue we've been talking about for the last hour and a half. And now you're basically pointing out in your article that we've got 14 plus regional conflicts and flashpoints. Now the basis for World War III, but if I look locally at that southern border, I see the potential for a civil war in America. Isn't that a flashpoint?
Well, that's actually one of the identified flashpoints in the article, is the open southern border, and then the Chinese paramilitary is already in place inside of America. Oftentimes, they've been muscling in on local cannabis operations, which provides they skim the high cash operations, and that's how they fund some of the street violence. So, yeah, that's absolutely identified as one of the flashpoints. And the whole point of the thrust of the article is, hey, in 1938, if you asked all the experts, was there a world war? in the offing or underway, they'd say, oh, no, 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 there's a regional conflict in China, in Ethiopia, in Spain. The German leader is annexing, is reoccupied the frontier facing France and also Austria and Czechoslovakia, but it's not a worldwide conflict. Next year, they change their tune. And that's clearly what's going on, whether we like it or not, whether we want it or not. And people will say, well, I'm an America first, or this has nothing to do with us. Again, one of those conflicts I identified is our open southern border and our out of control, all the paramilitaries that are already in place, not only from China, but Venezuela, Iran, other places. So, ladies and gentlemen, we may not want war, but as Trotsky said, war will find us. So November can't come fast enough.
Well, we all would like to think that, Colonel Mills, and I'm telling you what, with all due respect, and thank you so much for your service. I mean, we're talking about somebody here, folks, who is a national security professional that served during the Cold War, the peace dividend, the war on terror, and the world in chaos, and now the great power showdown and a fight to save the republic. He is the former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense. And he's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. We talked to other folks from that institution. And of course, you know, when we're talking about deep state, and then we're talking about the banks financing both sides of this thing, I mean, there's just like, we're looking at each other like, you're right, November can't come soon enough, but why should I bother to vote? If it's this whole thing is going to come crashing down on us. I mean, John, do you see our situation? I mean, I know, can't you see how depressing it is for a lot of people? We're having this conversation.
Right,
I mean, you being military, I mean, come on.
You've already given up. So why even talk about this? We'll just cancel the whole radio show here. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
bingo. I can't do that, John. Yeah. I can't do that. I can't.
Well,
it totally runs counterproductive.
Yeah, we gotta have a winning attitude no matter what. And this is what it's in the book, both The Nation Will Follow and then More Details and the Foundation of the Surveillance State and the War Against the Deep State. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what they're trying to do, is shut you down and get you to not get involved. So, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta fight, and that means peacefully. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got some great opportunities here. We got the Missouri, Louisiana, and then a separate Texas case against the U.S. government for collusion with big tech, unlawful spying, silence, and censoring. Both of those should be decided in the spring. Those go our way. That is going to be a huge opportunity to inflict cost on a lot of the deep staters, personally by name, who've been waging this war against America. So that's a huge opportunity. I just came back from Taiwan. Huge victory. And we go, what does that have to do with us? I'm an America first guy. Well, I'm an America first guy, too. And this has everything to do with us. Huge victory for democracy, huge victory for Taiwan, huge victory for populism. Three in a row here. You've got Javier Milei in Argentina, throwing out the deep state. You had Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. You have Taiwan winning against China. The one candidate, William Lai, they didn't want to win, won despite intense pressure to throw the election. And I was over there. I saw 200 arrested for taking money from China. So it was a hard-edged, hard-nosed contest, but populism won. And so, hey, you're kind of in Eastern Washington. I grew up in Seattle. I know you got a totalitarian for governor out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to think smart. Get off the couch. Get in the game. Put down the bowl of loudmouth soup. Stop bellowing on social media. Get involved in your county. Convene a citizen grand jury. Hold Jay Inslee accountable for his just absolute incompetent, gross, corrupt behavior. And, hey, start talking to Eastern Oregon. Start talking to the Northern California movement. Start talking about, hey, why don't we reconfigure and become part of Greater Idaho? Start going on the offense to hold them at risk and put them in a defensive crouch. But, I mean, all this, it's not going to work. No, it's just going to get stolen. Well, that's a losing attitude. food. But that's what I, you know, a lot of times it's the women who get involved first. Oh, it's almost always the women who get involved first. Guys, you got to get off the couch to get in the game. Stop bellowing on social media. Put down the bowl of loudmouth soup, and you shouldn't have it before 12 anyway. And so come on. Have a winning attitude callers. For crying out loud.
There you go. One of our callers this morning in Indiana, Colonel John, said, yeah, all these guys, these old codgers and people with PTSD on drugs, and they're all hanging out in the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and all they're doing is sitting around complaining we're too old and we can't do this anymore, so let's have another beer or let's have another highball, or, you know. And I'm just like, look, your vote counts like everybody else's does, and you can go to those polls and you can make sure that they don't connect those machines to the internet. You can make sure of a lot of things. You have a right to stand up and be counted. And your vote should not be demeaned by somebody out there that's involved with deep state that's trying to steal it. And see, I can't express this enough to people that they need to get involved this year more than anything to get Trump back in the White House, because right now that's the only legitimate choice we have. And look what they're doing, how deep state is attacking him at every turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a tipping point with the dust up between Texas and the Biden team over the border. And again, I'm in Virginia. My AG is, you know, we sent down troops a while ago to show that we had skin in the game on this. We sent down National Guard under state pay to help out Texas. And now we're siding with Texas. Ladies, this is how the battle is won. This is how the battle is won. You gotta get smart AGs, smart governors, and who will side. And, you know, we're the majority. We actually do have a majority of the states as far as governors and things like that. Come on, let's start acting like it. And you got a tyrannical governor. Well, get smart. Figure out a way for your counties to outvote the corrupt counties like in Illinois. You know, we're seeing an implosion of the whole Fulton County mess in Georgia, which is a good thing. You know, Fannie Willis, now it's come to light what a corrupt ogre she is. And, you know, I think this whole case is falling apart. You got this, you know, absolute, you know, absurd award amount for Gene Maxwell in New York City by a corrupt judge. Well, you put it in and you challenge it and you push to the next higher court authority here. It's absolutely absurd, the award amount for this whole situation here. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to fight. I mean, when the darkest times in 1940, Churchill didn't say, "That's it. We're wrapping up camp and we're moving to Puerto Rico because FDR offered us Roosevelt Road as the alternative government command post for the UK. So we're just going to wrap it up and leave." And no, he says, "We're going to fight. We're going to fight no matter what." And that's the attitude you got to have. That's the attitude you got to have. I get invited to so many meetings, and everybody wants to spend 90% of the meeting complaining about what the blue team is doing. I don't have a second to worry or fret about that. All I want to know about is action, action, action. That's all I care about.
Well, we got action headed from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and they're going down 95 to I-10, and they're going to skate right across to Eagle Pass, Yuma, and San Ysidro, and it's this convoy. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm all for that. We're supposed to be coming out with but just be mindful. Don't, no unforced errors here. Don't give the deep staters who are probably already infiltrating all these things. Don't worry about it. Everybody's, and don't start shouting just because you don't agree with somebody. They're a Fed. You know, get over that. Cut out that silliness. I like this idea. Be careful on it, though. No enforced errors. Now, we're supposed to be putting out today a Line Act campaign. Watch your email inbox for this. We're putting out the names, emails, and telephone numbers of two airline CEOs and a major airport and the director of that airport, their email and telephone number. We want everybody to drown their inbox in their switchboard, because these two airlines and the and the airport are directly supporting the movement of illegal aliens into this country. So we're going to start, you know, here's another tactic and strategy here is, hey, play this game. You know, both of these airline CEOs, you got a problem? Contact me directly. Okay, we're going to contact them directly. Absolutely shut down their inboxes and switchboards, telling them we don't like what they're doing. They are receiving government grant money for doing these grotesque flights. Next step is we're going to start hitting some of these private contract carriers. But guess what? These were the same private charter companies that were making money off of rendition flights for the CIA during the war on terror years. But now, hey, new market opportunity. We'll just fly illegal. Who cares? We're going to start targeting them next.
I sure hope that you've given the information to our producer who brought you on this morning, because she probably will post those names and numbers on our website. So those getting the email blast and looking at the website at thepowerhour.com can get that information and act on it. Because obviously that's an important thing. But now we're back to this 1938 moment, and this is all the stuff that basically preceded what would happen in World War II, and the fact that the United States got sucked into it, and Roosevelt knew that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked. But, you know, and here again, my understanding was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel John, that this situation started with Churchill wanting Roosevelt to get the U.S. involved with the conflict in Germany, and we didn't want the war, but the war got brought to our doorstep. This is the same kind of situation that looks like it's historically replaying itself, is it not?
Well, I don't want to get mired in a historical debate over whether Roosevelt did or did not. He set a 6-month timeline. As soon as he cut off oil and rubber to the Japanese, that was going to choke the Japanese regardless. They had to make a move as soon as he did that. Now, you know, the debate, what did he do it? Did he look the other way? Did he let them attack? We'll put that on, we'll put that up for another show. The reality is World War II was going to find us whether we wanted it or not. And the nation was very divided up until World War II, very divided. But it's just, in some ways, it's a similar situation today. And are deep staters provoking this? Are globalists provoking this? Yeah, in a lot of ways they are. Absolutely. No question about it. But at the same time, we're talking about American lives here. And we gotta build up our capacity and capability to deter and, if necessary, defeat the Chinese. And there's a lot of good things in the last two National Defense Authorization Act, but I'm just watching the lethargy of the Department of Defense and implementing them. And I think this is the product and the fruit of wokeism that have corrupted professional staff officers who, can't add 2 + 2, much less keep an accurate spreadsheet on anything. And I'm going, we got to build up deterrence no matter what. So just saying, we don't want any part of this. That's the globalists. Oh, yeah, a lot of it is the globalists. But we got to make sure, because Americans, the more we sweat now, the less Americans are going to die and bleed later. Because World War III is essentially in progress. The answer is bringing back President Trump, because only he will lead us to proper victory in this matter here. But we got to build up deterrence, because when the Chinese strike out, and again, this article shows the regional conflicts around the world, but when the big one starts, and that's China's move, ladies and gentlemen, American citizens are immediately going to be the targets, because they're going to have to take out the second island chain, which several know that's American territory. Those are American citizens. In addition to crazy North Korea probably lobbing nukes at South Korea, our good friends in South Korea, Japan, and America. Ladies and gentlemen, so we just got to figure out something to hold the deep staters accountable, drive out the globalists, build up deterrence and military capability, and get the right leader back in office in November.
So the thing is, though, building up military capability, I mean, the new story out, the U.S. Navy is going to enlist recruits without a high school diploma. You get a GED, and now you can go to the U.S. Navy. I'm like, come on, what is going on here? Colonel John, you've got to be shaking in your boots.
This is just, you've got to be kidding, but this is the fruit of wokeism. This is now, I mean, we have a historic, and I don't want to make this in any way what would be tinged as a racial issue, but, you know, the reality is white males are just, their participation rate in the volunteer force has plummeted. Well, why? They've just been absolutely ugly targets of this psycho, crazy, evil, manipulative CRT and DEI. And then the Secretary of the Army is now upset. Well, they're not even close to meeting recruiting and retention standards. I go, well, you just took a huge demographic off the table by making them evil and the enemy. What do you expect? I mean, we're one America. We're one America. So this absolute cancerous, evil, toxic nature of CRT, DEI that just pits races and ethnicities against each other, that's evil. And that's a tool of the globalists who work for China. And they are using this fentanyl, digital fentanyl of TikTok to whip up Americans to, you know, hate and dislike each other. That's not America. And that's part of their psyop against us. But yeah, that I just about fell out of my seat when I saw that with the Navy report. Well, like anybody. Well, yeah, what do you expect? You know, and then we have aircraft. We have a low maintenance rate on aircraft. We got ships that can't deploy. Well, that's what happens when you're going to take anybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we get that. Eric in Missouri, you're back on with Colonel John Mills, retired. Go ahead.
Yeah, Colonel, I just heard or read under a post that Richard McDonald posted in 1928. They had a soldier's training manual that explained how evil democracy was in a republic, and then that it was equal to communism. And then Roosevelt, according to this Richard McDonald, had those all destroyed. Had you read any of that in military history?
No, interesting data point. Never heard that one. Interesting. So Roosevelt didn't come in until
32. Okay, well, it was new to me, too.
Yeah, Roosevelt didn't come in until 32.
They still had him in 1920,
Well, that was long before Roosevelt, but, you know, one of the interesting things, and it's kind of shameful part of military history, was MacArthur and Eisenhower rose through the ranks. Well, one of their big claims to fame, unfortunately, was their crushing of the World War One vets. So at that time, essentially, there was nothing for a war. You got blinded by poison gas. On the Western Front, there was no VA to support you. You lost an arm or a leg. There was no VA to support you. There was not even really a military retirement system back then. And so the World War One vets marched on Washington, and unfortunately, although MacArthur and Eisenhower were great generals, they were extremely brutal in their crushing of the World War One Veterans March. And I'm wondering if there's a tie-in between that and this data point you found.
Yeah, appreciate your call, Eric. Thanks so much for that. Now, see, the other thing, Colonel John Mills, that we were all looking at, and this has been a big focus of us, is the report that was put out by the late Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, and that was the fact that the Chinese that are already in this country, and the fact that all these transformers we have, these HV transformers that are running our substations, they have a back door that could be literally deactivated at will by Chinese operatives. They could put this entire country into the dark ages, which Pry says 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. You think this is part of the bigger plan?
I mean, I think that's always a matter of concern. Peter Pry was brilliant on this, and a lot of my colleagues at the Center for Security Policy are just brilliant on this. And this is a good issue that we need to be aware of. This is the critical infrastructure issue, which the Chinese are running circles. I mean, you might as well group this with issues such as 80% of our port cranes are made in China. They're all internet protocol enabled, meaning those giant cranes you see at the ports, that's just not a giant crane. That's a internet endpoint, which means what? That means all of that data and capability can be remotely accessed. They can take over control of that crane. They can watch everything because those cameras, those cranes have multiple cameras on them. They can spy on our ports. You can actually play with the and override the safety mechanism and tip those cranes over remotely. So, you know, but that's, there's all kinds of things, bridges, canals, our motor, all of our water plants, all of those things you got to look at are vulnerable. So the transformers and the grid, that's just one of them. Again, there's so many things in our electrical grid, our power grid, that are IP enabled, all of which can be remotely accessed. So, yeah, great concern. We got to watch out. The EMP issue, long story short, we'd go broke making everything EMP proof. So you got to triage your resources and make best use of what really needs to be EMP safe.
Exactly. Well, see, and that's what a lot of us are doing here. And we have EMP Shield as a partner since I'm a partner with them. But understand also that, you know, our biggest concern now, and everybody has been chiming on this morning, is to get involved in your community. Would that be your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, for 99% of the listeners here, that's where you need to take a stand, and that's where you need to get involved, and you need to be prepared and doing EMP, like you said, the EMP bag and product and offering, that's extremely important locally, so you're protecting yourself. And that you have food and water for a period of time, but you got to get involved in local governance at your county and start figure out whether you're allowed to convene a citizen grand jury and hold local people accountable for wrongdoing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where the fight's at.
That's right. Colonel John Mills, retired. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We're out of time for this segment and out of time for the day. So tomorrow we revisit these and more articles of interest on the Power Hour. In the meantime, go shop the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We are on board taking orders now. Shop online if you can. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away.
And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.